Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
It is an intriguing quarterback situation that is playing out in San Francisco, and why the Philadelphia Eagles are exceptionally lucky to be where they are. We will get into all of that. Canty and Carlin in for Greeny. Chris Carlin, Chris Canty, what up?
Hold on, you didn't throw in a crazy middle name?
I didn't today. I wasn't feeling it. It's a rainy, crummy day. I'm going to keep it simple here in the Northeast.
I don't like it. I don't like you throwing audibles at, you know, taking liberties with our show.
All right, how about Christopher Purdy Canty?
Okay, we can roll with that.
Why don't we begin right there?
Here we go!
Only one place to start.
Brock Purdy has been taken out of the game.
The test today showed a tear of the UCL.
If this guy's got to have surgery, then there's no doubt in my mind that San Francisco is going after another quarterback.
So, with that all in mind, looks like Brock Purdy is going to be out around 6 months. Then you have Jimmy Garoppolo, who was hurt with a broken foot in December, and as we know, is a free agent, and the 49ers cannot franchise him. Trey Lance fractured his fibula and had ligament damage as well, had two surgeries on his ankle. The 49ers have a lot of quarterbacks. They just can't play right now. Are they going to add another one to the mix? There's Tom Brady, who was certainly disappointed with what he saw the other day. Here he is last night on his SiriusXM Let's Go podcast.
Injuries play a role in every game, and you know, your margin of error changes quite a bit. Obviously, San Fran had really no chance to compete. That was tough just to, you know, see that happen. But and at the same time, it's the reality of the sport. So Philly deserved it. They had an incredible season. They played well on defense. You know, they forced, you know, that pass and the injury to Brock there on his wrist or his elbow. Anything can happen in the first quarter of the game. And of course, it's going to affect the outcome. So, you know, yesterday was just, if you're relegated to handing the ball off down 28 points or whatever it was there in the fourth quarter, there's no chance of coming back at that point.
Tom Brady is the 49ers' best option for 2023 because they have to win right now.
Well, yeah, Tom Brady is the only one that you're going to be able to rely on to stay healthy too, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, San Francisco has to factor that into the math. Trey Lance hasn't proven that. Brock Purdy hasn't proven that. And Jimmy Garoppolo damn sure hadn't proven that. Now, the Garoppolo one is a little bit different because we know they can't franchise tag him, and somebody is going to throw a bag of money at him this offseason, a longer-term deal. Tom Brady is a short-term proposition. And the reason why I think that makes sense on multiple levels is because Tom Brady can mentor Brock Purdy and Trey Lance, and also Tom Brady can help your team get over that hump in terms of being able to give you high-level quarterback play in the postseason, but then also the intangibles that a team needs in order to contend at a championship level.
Look, there are options here for San Francisco. I personally believe that if they bring Brady in, they do need to consider going ahead and trading away one of the two when they are healthy, whether it's Purdy or Trey Lance. I know you don't think that's something that they have to do at all. For me, I don't want just a continued cloudy situation over who my quarterback is for the long term, because I'm assuming that if I bring Brady in, it's for 1 year and it's try to win immediately and that's it. But Chris, there's somebody else too that we do need to consider, and that's Aaron Rodgers. Mm. You know, we have spent so much time talking about Aaron Rodgers to the Jets over the last week or so, and especially heated up over the weekend when Adam Schefter reported that the 49ers, or at least people around the league think, not the 49ers, excuse me, the Packers, people around the league believe, are ready to move on from Aaron Rodgers. They may want to trade him in the AFC, but as you have pointed out many times, they may not have the option as to where Aaron Rodgers is going to go.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't think that Aaron Rodgers is going to be the one that that is told where he can and cannot play in 2023.
But is he the better option for the 49ers than Tom Brady at this point, knowing that you're going to have to trade away at least a one and multiple picks to go?
Well, the compensation that the Green Bay Packers would ask from the Niners is going to be higher than an AFC team is going to have to pay if they're interested in Aaron Rodgers. That's what it is, because it's in the conference. So in order for Green Bay to hold their nose and send Aaron Rodgers to a team that was in the conference championship game this year, I think it would take significant draft capital. Now, is that two first-round picks? Is that, you know, two premium picks, meaning a one and a two? I don't know exactly what the math would end up being, but I think it would be something along those lines. But if San Francisco identified Aaron Rodgers as a better option than Tom Brady, then F them picks.
Yeah.
Go ahead and trade and mortgage off the future picks and get Aaron Rodgers in there, because you don't have forever with this window and with these core players. Christian McCaffrey is getting older. There are a ton of miles on him already. Trent Williams and getting older, a lot of miles on him. Deebo Samuel, not an old player, but we've seen Deebo deal with injuries the last couple of years, and especially last postseason. So you have to think about how long the shelf life is for some of your premium players on the offensive side of the ball, and then get a quarterback in there that can help you take advantage of that championship window that you have right now.
Now, think about this for a second from a San Francisco perspective. They do not have their first. They do not have their second. They do not have their third round pick this coming year, because Remember the two and the three went for Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
You have your first the next few years. You've got all your picks after this year.
Yeah.
Chris, I was thinking about this a lot after our show last night, by the way, Canty and Carlin, 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, When we first started talking about this. If I were the 49ers, I would have no trouble trading away the two first-round picks, 24 and 25, and Trey Lance for him. I would do that if I were San Francisco. Because think about it. I need to know that I'm going to get more than one year out of Aaron Rodgers. But if you put Aaron Rodgers in San Francisco, you absolutely, absolutely could virtually guarantee a championship. And as much as I'm not the biggest Aaron Rodgers fan in the world, if I put him there with that defense, if I put him there with those weapons on offense, man.
Do they become the favorite in the NFC over the Eagles?
Not become. They are the favorite. They are the decided favorite.
Well, right now we look at Philadelphia as the class of the conference.
Yes, but if you make Aaron Rodgers the quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers for the next 2 years or so, Chris, that to me is the clearest path to two championships. They both, meaning Brady and Rodgers, both look like they slowed down a little bit. And I know that we have to stop putting too much of an expectation on these guys being able to play into their 40s because of what Brady has done.
Yeah, here's the thing. I give Tom Brady a little bit more of a pass than I do Aaron Rodgers in terms of what we saw from this year, because Tom Brady had a change with his head coach. Like, he went from Bruce Arians to Todd Bowles, who's proven nothing as a head coach. I mean, Nick Saban said it a long time ago, good players can't overcome bad coaching. And it felt like too many instances where Tom Brady was trying to overcome Todd Bowles and Byron Leftwich. So that aside, it comes down to the question of how much better is Aaron Rodgers than Tom Brady, because that's going to inform the San Francisco front office on how much they are willing to give for Aaron Rodgers. Now, I don't think the difference between the two at this stage is that significant when I would fork over the draft compensation that Green Bay would be asking for. So I do think Tom Brady is the route to go. But if you add either one of those quarterbacks to what San Francisco already has right now in place, then they are definitively the second best team in the conference, and it might be a coin flip for being the best team right there with the Philadelphia Eagles.
If I were the Packers at this point, Chris, I would not be so much worried about the AFC-NFC thing. I need to get the best deal that I can.
Yeah.
They're not going to win in the short term if they're trading away Aaron Rodgers.
Well, they couldn't win with Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
I mean, you can't get to the playoffs with Aaron Rodgers.
We can do it without him.
You had a win-and-end game against the Detroit Lions, and the Lions had nothing to play for by the time the game was kicked off, and you still ended up losing that game, and your offense scored a grand total of 16 points. 16 points!
Yep.
I mean, that tells you pretty much what you need to know in terms of which direction we should go with the quarterback, which is why I'm not surprised that Shefty put it out over the weekend that the Green Bay Packers would prefer to move on to Jordan Love. What they're actually saying is the Green Bay Packers would prefer not to pay Aaron Rodgers $60 million for not making the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they would prefer. And, oh, by the way, they have to make a decision on Jordan Love's fifth-year option this offseason.
Yes, and not pay him $60 million to not make my other players better. That's the thing about both these quarterbacks right now. They're not making anybody else better.
Brady, I disagree. I think Brady makes people better because of what he brings to your culture and the leadership intangibles. Tom Brady is going to set the tone in terms of how a team needs to prepare to compete at a championship level. You can't say that Aaron Rodgers does that throughout the calendar year. Maybe he does it in training camp. Maybe he does it throughout the regular season. But we know from what we saw in Tom in New England, what we saw from Tom early on in Tampa Bay, what he is going to demand, what he's going to command in terms of commitment level from everybody on that team.
Okay, but how did that work this year? I mean, he couldn't get on the same page with Mike Evans, and he looked exceptionally frustrated at times, and it wasn't the usual yell at everybody else, what the heck are you doing kind of thing.
But the coach has to play some role in it too, Carlin.
Yes.
That's the biggest part. I mean, think about it. Todd Bowles and the mismanagement that we saw. The end of the Cleveland Browns game, absolutely egregious in terms of how he managed the clock. Against the Cincinnati Bengals at home, up 17-0, the fake punt gaffe when Gio Bernard didn't know that he was getting the ball on a fake punt. Those things are inexcusable. Those things ain't on Tom Brady. Those things are on the head coach, Todd Bowles. So, again, good players can't overcome bad coaching. But you know where Brady ain't got to worry about bad coaching? San Francisco with Kyle Shanahan.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I think it's a good fit for that organization and for Tom Brady, who seems like he's running out of places to land when it comes to continuing his football future and trying to compete at a Super Bowl level.
If you add Brady to the 49ers, I don't know that it automatically launches them in front of the Eagles at that point.
I didn't say it automatically launches.
No, I know. Based on the conversation we were having earlier, if you put Rodgers there, I think it does. If you put Brady there,
Let me ask you this. If Tom Brady is your quarterback this past Sunday rather than Brock Purdy, you think you got a better chance of getting out of that with a win?
Of course.
Exactly. So that's the point.
That's
the point of going the route of Tom Brady. And the great part about it is it doesn't cost you any picks. It's probably not going to cost you a lot of money. Tom Brady's not commanding a lot of money. Tom Brady wants to go win a Super Bowl.
Listen,
there ain't a whole lot of places he's going to have the opportunity to do that.
I think they're going to be in a good spot if they land either one. I think they're going to be in a better spot long term if they land Rodgers, because I think he could be playing.
And you
got to
get past
years.
The whole trade Trey Lance thing. That thing makes no sense. The upside that Trey Lance has long term is greater than any draft
pick. I haven't seen him play in 5 years.
Yeah, but you invested 3 first round draft picks in him, and the kid takes up $9 million on your salary cap. Trey Lance ain't killing you. He's not killing you.
He's not killing you, no, but
you got to think about it this way. How much does a good backup quarterback cost in the NFL? $10, $15 million a year?
Let me ask you this.
Okay, Trey Lance plus Brock Purdy is still not $10 million on your salary cap.
Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. Somebody's a little fired up.
Well, you took it there. You got
me
there.
Well, listen.
You got me there. You started off on the wrong foot by not throwing the middle name into the show. You started off on the wrong foot.
Makes too much sense, and I understand that you'd be frustrated with me on that.
Yeah.
What makes AutoZone America's number one battery destination? Because they offer free battery testing and charging and reliable replacement batteries starting at just $79.99. And they've always got your battery solution. Get in the zone, AutoZone. It's Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. What do you do when someone can't handle their current responsibilities? Well, you give them more to do, of course. We'll explain next. Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio.
Greeny, the podcast.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Greeny, G-R-E-E-N-Y, today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Greeny.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use the code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use the code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Tonight, let's be honest, I mean, he looked like a 45-year-old quarterback.
Second and goal, Brady pulls it down, now throws it, intercepted by Kearse.
This has been a lot of focus on, you know, this game, so, yeah, let's just be one day at a time.
Tom Brady has to go to a team where a number one wide receiver is there, a tight end is there, a running back's there, a coach that he may know well or may not know well is there.
If he ends up with a coach, he could end up like that. He ended up in San Francisco. We'll get into that with Dan Graziano here in just a moment. Still overpaying for a razor in this economy? Gross. Inflation is lame. Crying at the gas station is lame. And overpaying for razors is lame. That's why Dollar Shave Club exists. With Dollar Shave Club, you can get a top shelf shave at a regular shelf price. That's why they've been hawking shaving products for years online, and they're excited to bring you the same great quality and low prices at a store near you. Find Dollar Shave Club in the men's razor aisle. Get your Dollar Shave Club razor wherever you want. Epic razors, epically affordable.
So a top shelf shave, better than the shave you had at the barbershop last week.
I'm still not over it. It's still a disaster. Danny, you ever run into this? Do you ever get any kind of a shave at the barber?
I have. Yeah. Not often, but I have.
Two things.
Yeah.
Number one, do you ever feel more vulnerable in your life
no.
than when you are leaning back and they've got a razor
no,
right
that's,
there?
Yeah. You got to make sure the guy's not having a bad day. And,
Sweeney Todd.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
no doubt.
We don't need him going Sweeney Todd.
No. That's
no.
all bad.
No. And then, so I'm sitting there and he cuts it way too short and it looks like I have a fat chin strap right now.
Huh.
And it's not good.
It's not,
by the way, you really have no sympathy for me right now. I can see it in your face. You have no sympathy.
No, I do. I feel bad. That's tough.
See, you pointed this out last week.
Well, he shouldn't feel bad because you went to a barber that you didn't know.
You trusted him, you just kind of got to live with that,
exactly.
Right? Like until the – yeah, it's tough. I know.
But you pointed it out. He's got resting wise-ass face. That's what he's got.
Well, listen, man, you did the Dollar Shave Club read. It just reminded me that your beard is in bad shape because you trusted a barber that you didn't know.
Hmm.
And you didn't explain to him, chapter and verse, how you want your beard shaved. Sure fault. That's a you problem.
Wow.
Thanks, jerk.
Yeah.
He has no sympathy.
Yes. Yeah. He really has no sympathy. Yeah. He's attacking me.
Speaking
of
you problems, UCL problems?
Yeah. Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Danny Graziano, of course, ESPN NFL reporter. Let's just start there. So Brock Purdy is out 6 months. Dan, just lay out, give me the 30,000-foot view of this quarterback situation now with three injured guys and much speculation.
Well, Garoppolo is a free agent. I think you can take him out of the picture, but I thought he was out of the picture last year, so what do I know? Purdy is a guy that go back 3 days, and you were thinking that this is a guy they think they can get them to the Super Bowl and maybe be next year's starter. So if he comes back healthy, you would have to believe he's in the mix. And then Trey Lance was the starter to begin the season. And he's been out since the second week with a you know ankle injury. If he's back healthy, you'd think if nothing changes, Garoppolo leaves and they bring back Purdy and Lance, I could absolutely see a situation where they have a training camp competition between those two guys to be the starter. But I could also see a situation where they go get a veteran And we're talking about, like, is this the landing spot for Tom Brady? Is this the ready-made team with all these great yards after catch receivers and this great defense and the play caller and Shanahan, the top-level play caller? They would have to probably make some fixes along the offensive line to make Brady happy, but I think that's true almost anywhere he would go. So it's going to be something that's speculated and discussed a lot, and I would not be at all surprised if it's speculated and discussed by the people involved, namely Tom Brady and Kyle Shanahan.
Graz, the other big headline coming out of conference championship weekend was the penalties, and it was in both games. The Philadelphia Eagles got 7 first downs via penalties on the San Francisco 49ers. The Cincinnati Bengals doubled up in penalties on the Kansas City Chiefs. So, I mean, has the officiating in the NFL gotten worse, or is this now just the heightened sensitivity because of the coverage that we have in the National Football League?
I mean, I think the NFL officiating over the past several years has seen a shift in terms of personnel because people have – there have been a lot of retirements. There's been some attrition in the ranks of NFL officials and guys leaving for – retiring or leaving for TV jobs or – sick of the abuse, whatever it is. And so as a result, there are some newer people in the ranks. And I think obviously with experience, like anything else, you'll see improvements. But I'm not sure. I mean, like, I'm not one to look at number of penalties and say something's wrong with the officiating. I mean, it may be that the 49ers were committing a lot of penalties, right? Mm-hmm. And I mean, like the Joseph Osai play at the end of the game in the Bengals Chiefs, that was a penalty. Like, yep. They were yep. right to call it. Yeah, that's not on the officials. That's on Joseph Osai, and he knows that, and he said as much. So I have long believed that, you know, that we talk about officiating too much, that people get too worked up about it, that it's a game condition that you either overcome or you don't. As long as there are human beings officiating games, there are going to be mistakes. If you tell me the game is rigged by the officials in the favor of one team or the other, and you can prove that, sure, burn the whole thing down. That's fine. But I don't think we have that evidence. And if we did, I'm sure someone would, there would be plenty of people rushing to present it to us. And I think what we're seeing is a game that is played at an incredibly high speed that's probably very difficult to officiate in real time. So they've established a lot of instant replay review that helps with that. But it doesn't catch everything, and it never will.
This is not the Saints from a few years back in the NFC Championship game.
No.
Yeah, and
LeBron James play is probably a better comparison to that.
That's a fair point.
Right? Like a play that would have basically ended the game, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and then didn't get called.
It's Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, they're making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. So Kellen Moore is out as the OC for the Dallas Cowboys, and he has a job in 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Is he better off?
Maybe. I think, I mean, what Justin Herbert offers at this point in his career in terms of his ability and his upside, I could see that being a more enticing situation. I also think, look, I don't know. I don't know if this is Kellen Moore's mindset. It probably isn't. But looking from the outside, could you elevate from Chargers offensive coordinator to Chargers head coach more quickly than you could in Dallas?
Yeah.
I mean, theoretically, right? So yeah. I think it's probably a good move for him. Like, he's been with the Cowboys since he was a player, right? He finished his career there as a player, moved right onto the coaching staff. So trying something new is not a bad idea. It's a great landing spot. I mean, that offensive coordinator job was highly sought because of Herbert. I think people are really eager to work with that player. So I think it's a good situation for Kellen Moore. And quite frankly, the scrutiny you get in Dallas is not matched anywhere else. And so maybe, a breather from that would be a nice thing for him, too.
So let's talk about the scrutiny in Dallas. Mm-hmm. Mike McCarthy and Dak Prescott squarely in the crosshairs because mm-hmm. Jerry Jones has allowed the organization and the head coach to move on from half of the coaching staff.
Yeah.
So of the two, who's under the most pressure this year?
Well, I think it's McCarthy, right? I mean, like, what we'll see about Dak, right? Because they have a big cap number on Dak at $49 million, and he has no guaranteed money left after this year. So if they'll tell you what they want to do with Dak by what they do with his contract. If they extend or restructure it, then he's probably there long term. If they don't do anything and they're willing to ride out a $49 million cap hit this year, then that tells you he may be playing for his job because no guaranteed money after this year. So we'll know that answer, I think, in short order. McCarthy, to your point about the coaching staff, they let go what, seven coaches?
Seven coaches, yep.
You know, when you do that, at the next time things go wrong, they don't look at the assistants anymore, right? They look at the guy in charge. So that's just a pattern that we see throughout sports. Again, with the Chargers, right? They let go. Staley keeps his job, but they let go of a lot of offensive. So yes, that is something I think we'll all be watching. I think McCarthy will enter the season on just as hot a seat, if not hotter.
Graz, can you recall an instance where an organization kept the incumbent head coach and fired half the staff and competed at a championship level?
Oh, and competed at a championship level. No, I don't think – I was going to say Todd Bowles just did it. I think it was more than half the staff, right, in Tampa just a couple weeks ago. So, yeah, I mean, that level of tinkering, right? I mean, I don't know. Maybe the Cowboys looked and said the staff was maybe too big and somebody's got – you know what I mean? Like, so – so we'll see. I just McCarthy as play caller, which sounds like it may be what ends up happening. It just wasn't going great late in the Green Bay tenure, and you wonder what's changed since then.
Well, you know what they say: when you can't handle game management or things around that, add more to your responsibilities, and things will go better. Danny, great stuff. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Dan Graziano, ESPN NFL insider. He will have everything next week from Arizona and Super Bowl 57. It is Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on Sirius XM Channel 80. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Chris, here's where I really have an issue with the Kellen Moore firing. What we have seen is a head coach that, as Dan was just talking about a few minutes ago, is somebody that decided to make all of these changes in the offseason in hopes of getting better and, frankly, to protect himself in this spot.
Yep.
The only question is, how exactly does this situation improve based off of how this is played out? Because if you're the Cowboys, how do you do this? How do you start to move forward and believe that you are going to be better off without somebody who led your offense to a lot of success?
I don't know, Carlin. And the fact that Kellen Moore got fired and hired essentially in the same day lets me know that the perception around the National Football League is that Kellen Moore wasn't the root of the problems that the Dallas Cowboys had on offense. It wasn't. And so when you think about his body of work since he was the OC in 2019, during that span, there's only been one team that's averaged more points scored than the Dallas Cowboys, and that's the Kansas City Chiefs, and they got Pat Mahomes and Andy Reid. So Kellen Moore was pretty damn good at his job. So for Mike McCarthy to step in and be viewed as somebody that's going to now elevate the offense from where it was, considering the issues that he's had with overall game management and clock management and situational awareness throughout his team, I find that that's a tough sell. But the Dallas Cowboys had to do something. They had to give their fans their pound of flesh. They had to make a move to sell everybody within the organization that things would be different in 2023 in comparison to 2021 and 2022. And I think these mass firings is the change that they felt like they had to make. I don't know that that change gets them to where they want to be.
But there's a huge difference here. And this is what I've spoken to friends of mine who are Cowboy fans.
Mm-hmm.
Why I have them as friends to begin with is questionable. Because it's definitely a personality.
It's a questionable decision.
Yes. Yeah. But I asked them this question: how do you feel today versus how you felt last week? Are you happy with what they have done to change the dynamic? And to a person, the answer is no.
No. Well, think about it, Carlin. You got rid of a good OC in Kellen Moore. You got rid of a good linebackers coach in George Edwards. You got rid of a good running back coach in Skip Pete. Your coaching staff is not better today than it was last week.
Well, this is the point.
It's just not. Now, we'll see what they do with the hires. But, Carlin, think about this. Are you going to get more qualified people now that everybody knows that Mike McCarthy is on the hot seat?
No, you're going to get less qualified
people. Not. So
you're going to get desperate people.
So Jerry Jones is saddled with going into 2023 with Mike McCarthy, a guy that's wearing a headset that you would probably say is the third best head coach in your division at best.
Here's what it ultimately
think about that. Think about that for a second. Brian Daboll is probably going to win Coach of the Year. Nick Sirianni's in the Super Bowl. Yeah. So, I mean, if you're in a situation where you need your head coach to be the difference in your team winning games when talent level between the two rosters is about on par, do you have confidence that Mike McCarthy can be the difference in that outcome in a positive way for the Cowboys?
No.
Because I don't.
I don't either, and not when he was, frankly, a negative influence a week ago.
Yeah.
I mean, when you give away 35 seconds late in the game.
How do you not call a timeout in that situation?
It's not even why they lost, but it played a role of not giving him a chance to come back.
I would rather have a minute 20 than 50 seconds when I'm trying to mount a last-minute drive to tie the game.
Chris, here's what it boils down to for me. If you're going to blame Kellen Moore, what you're saying is he gets none of the credit for all of the offensive good work they've done over the last few years, and that's absolutely absurd, and the league just told you.
And that was the work, mind you, that got Dak Prescott paid the contract that he's on now.
Yes. So now you have to rely on Mike McCarthy and his relationship with Dak Prescott to improve Prescott as a player, to get rid of the turnovers this coming year, and then somehow, based on the fact that his relationship fell apart with Aaron Rodgers, this is going to go differently than that did.
Here's my problem, Carlin. The window with this core of players ain't going to stay open forever. As a matter of fact, I think the window is going to shut after 2023. And you're rolling the dice going into this season with Mike McCarthy, betting that he's going to be the difference in a positive way, not only as the head coach, but now your offensive play caller and your play designer. I don't know how you can have any degree of confidence if you're Jerry Jones that that's going to work out for you.
Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. It's presented by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility and great pay and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers. Apply online today. Bundle today at progressive.com. Up next, want to know what's going to happen in the Super Bowl? Just ask Chris Canty. He's going to tell us. Kenny or Canty, next on ESPN Radio.
Greeny, the podcast.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
It's one of our favorite times of the week on Canty and Carlin, afternoons 3 to 7 p.m. on Eastern Time on ESPN Radio. We are in for Greeny today, so we're going to bring a little slice of that to Greeny today with a little segment that's also on Get Up that we kind of stole from Get Up, but whatever. It is called Kenny or Canty.
The question is simple. Kenny or Canty? But only one man can answer.
And that man is Christopher Dolan Canty.
No, please don't. Please don't associate me with James Dolan, the owner of the New York Knicks, in any way. Please keep me out of that.
Okay. Christopher Watkins Canty. Let's get to it.
Okay, let's do it.
It doesn't have any meaning. Doesn't have any meaning at all.
All right, I appreciate that.
All right, Chris. Can Jalen Hurts outplay Patrick Mahomes in Super Bowl 57, Kenny or Canty?
You damn skippy he can, and the reason why is because Jalen Hurts doesn't have to go up against the Eagles' defense. Pat Mahomes does. That Eagles' defense, Carlin, this season, including the playoffs, tops in defensive efficiency, they are tops in sacks per dropback, and they're tops in opponent QBR. So they find ways to make opposing quarterbacks look very, very human. I get it. Patrick Mahomes is an alien, but even against this defense, I just think that you could see Pat Mahomes struggling. Maybe not to the degree that he did in that Super Bowl against Tampa, but you could see Pat Mahomes struggling to find ways to navigate around that Eagles defense.
Can Chris Jones penetrate the Eagles offensive line, Kenny or Canty?
I'm going to say he can't, Carlin, and I get it. Chris Jones is arguably the best interior defensive lineman in all of football, but you got to earn the right to rush the passer. And the Philadelphia Eagles just don't let you do that. In two playoff games, Carlin, they got 416 yards rushing, and they got 7 rushing touchdowns. It's hard to rush the quarterback when it's 2nd and 4 or 3rd and 2. And so that's why I don't see Chris Jones being able to dominate this offensive line like he did the Bengals. 3 Pro Bowl players on the Eagles offensive line, by the way.
Can the Eagles force multiple Patrick Mahomes turnovers? Can they or can't he?
No, they can't. And Pat Mahomes doesn't really turn the ball over a lot in the playoffs. In 13 playoff games, Pat Mahomes has 8 total turnovers, Carlin, to 37 touchdowns. This guy just doesn't turn the ball over. Carlin, you can count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 games that he's had turnovers. The other 8 he hasn't. So I would say that they can't force Pat Mahomes
twice
into turnovers.
Twice in the loss to the Bucs.
Twice in the loss to the Bucs. You're right. You're right about that.
Can Nick Sirianni outcoach Andy Reid, Kenny or Canty?
He can. And Carlin, we've seen a more inexperienced head coach outcoach a veteran, a legend. It happened in the Super Bowl in 2017 with Doug Peterson outcoaching Andy Reid. Bill Belichick. The example, the Philly special on the 2-point conversion. Think about that. That was something that Bill Belichick and that defense were not prepared for. They hadn't seen. But overall, when you look at how Doug Peterson had that team prepared, you'd have to say that he outcoached Belichick. I think the same can hold true in Super Bowl 57. Nick Sirianni has had his team prepared for situational football. Their 2nd and 3rd down conversions in the playoffs. They have 8 touchdowns in 11 trips in the red zone in the 2 playoff games they played. This team has been great situationally throughout the entire year. And for that reason, along with the innovations that we've seen from Nick Sirianni, I say he has the potential to outcoach Andy Reid.
That is another brilliant edition of Kenny or Canty, brought to you by Christopher Arthur Canty.
There you go.
Okay.
It's not my middle name, but I like that middle name, Arthur.
Arthur?
I do.
It's not bad.
It's not a bad middle name.
It's not bad. A little underrated of a name, frankly.
Yeah.
For Philadelphia, there has long been a very complicated relationship with Andy Reid, given his 14 years there, given they never won a championship, given that they had 5 NFC championship games and only won 1 of them.
Yeah.
And then Andy Reid goes elsewhere and he's able to win a title. Now, a lot of people in Philly love Andy Reid, but recognize where he came short. But I wouldn't call him polarizing. I would call him complicated to the Philadelphia sports fan. At the same time, I know that we asked a question about Nick Sirianni and Andy Reid. He absolutely can outcoach him here, and it's not that Andy Reid isn't great.
Yeah.
We need to start recognizing the younger, really good coaches earlier in their careers. It's not saying that one is better than the other. It's saying that we have seen enough from Nick Sirianni since this team started 2-5 last year to acknowledge that on Super Bowl Sunday, it is not a massive gap between those two coaches.
No, it's not a massive gap. I mean, Nick Sirianni took his team to the playoffs in year one, and they got boat raced by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on the road, and they used that experience to prepare them for this season. This identity for the Eagles has been 2 years in the making, Carlin. It didn't just happen this season, although we did see the drastic improvement with Jalen Hurts as a passer this year. They forged an identity around their young quarterback, and you have to attribute that to the foresight that Nick Sirianni had. He didn't try to fit a square peg in a round hole, force Jalen Hurts to adapt to whatever system that he had coming from Indianapolis. He saw what Jalen Hurts did well, and he built a system around that, and you credit the player for then taking his game to the next level and finding ways to improve in his second year as a starter. So I think you have to give a ton of credit to Nick Sirianni, not only when it comes to the scheme and the X's and O's, but overall just his guidance, his leadership, and his player development when it comes to the talent that Howie Roseman has put on this roster.
And remember one thing, what kind of a situation he's walking into taking over for Doug Peterson when that's the guy that has won the only Super Bowl in the history of that town.
And the guy that has a statue out in front of the stadium.
Yes.
Yeah.
Standing next to Nick Foles. I mean, think about that for a moment. And now Nick Sirianni is on the precipice of winning another Super Bowl. I think he's going to, and I think he's going to pretty comfortably, frankly. But I look at what he has done in the first 2 years. We talk about McVay. We talk about all these other coaches. Sirianni's going to be in that discussion here pretty shortly.
No question, Carlin, and it's continuing the trend of coaches that we see within their first 3 years with the team get their squad to the Super Bowl. Think about it. It started in 2015 with Gary Kubiak. We saw it last year with Zach Taylor, and now we're seeing it with Nick Sirianni. Pretty impressive. It doesn't take long to figure out a good coach.
Thanks for listening to Greeny, the podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN, and also available wherever you get your podcasts.